Bulimia had given me so much, or so I thought, until it took everything away. And then I discovered Jesus and experienced true freedom.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution. God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show, where we're going to talk to real people who had real problems, but found answers in a real God. Lately, we've been talking about bulimia nervosa, a condition which mostly affects 1.3% of females and 0.5% of males, but is a condition where someone binge eats and then purges or vomits all their food up so as not to gain weight. Now, listener discretion is advised, as the content you're about to hear is intended for a mature audience only. The causes of bulimia are unknown to scientists, but they know that it can run in families. Now, why would someone torture themselves by being so obsessed with weight gain enough to go through extremes of making themselves throw up again and again? Well, we had in our last show Marcella Eslau tell us how bulimia became addicting to her because she was praised for her accomplishments she had attained in her career. Everyone was cheering her on. She was convinced she was doing the right thing. She described how hard on herself she was, to the point of self-punishment, that she even once inflicted serious injuries to herself using a knife on her arm, practicing self-mutilation. One day, she couldn't gag herself to throw up anymore. And that was the day she lost everything and she gave up. That was the lowest of the low she had become, because all her successes basically fell apart. Marcella, welcome back to the show.
Hi, On. Nice to be here.
Marcella, you know, on our last show, it was so sad what happened to you. And after you can no longer endure the bulimia, what happened next? I understand you just slept and ate afterwards and you just gave up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I was beginning to lose my gag reflex and it was taking me longer times to do what I was usually doing. And I cried out to God, you know, God, if you're real, that's what I said. If you're real, take this from me. I'll never be a part of this again. I'll never look back. Meaning I'll never go back to the fitness community. I'll never do what I'm doing again.
Wow.
And I just started to see this light at the end of the tunnel. I didn't know anything about anything. I wasn't reading my Bible, none of that. I just saw this light at the end of the tunnel that was just like, I felt like it was saying like, this is your time to recover. But On, see, I built such a community with my image that I knew that if I recovered and my body would start to change, the shame that would come with that.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I would lock myself in my room with food. And I would shake like a crazy person because my body was trying to respond and do what it would usually do. Literal anxiety attack feeling.
Oh my gosh.
Shake myself to sleep. I would take sleeping pills and just go to bed. And that was my method of trying to recover. It felt like absolute torture. Gaining all of that weight was embarrassing. And it felt like torture, but I knew that if I didn't do this, that I could be dead.
But gaining weight, because I'm thinking your metabolism so slowed down.
Yeah.
It's not like you're eating so much. It's just that like you're actually eating, but your body held onto it like crazy. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're looking at someone who's eating maybe 900 calories a day, working out 4 hours a day. And so anything over that, you're going to start gaining weight.
Oh.
So by me now holding down food, not just what's on my meal plan, you're instantly gaining weight. Your metabolism's dropped completely. I went to the doctor and my BPM was 40. He tried to prescribe me antidepressants and I'm like, what are you talking about? So, you know, I just walked away from that. But you're literally emaciated, dead on the inside, starving, you know, with this disorder. But it was like a forced recovery, if you will. And so the weight gain actually was really rapid.
But it's depressing, though.
Oh, absolutely depressing, because everybody in the community that was once cheering you on, they're nowhere to be found. And I don't blame them. I don't look back in any bitterness, nothing at all. I do not hold anyone responsible for not being by my side in that ugly season. I actually am so grateful that I was alone at that time. But, you know, everyone's lifting you up and they're cheering you on when you're at the top. But when you're fighting for your life, I didn't have anyone there cheering me on saying, hey, I know you're gaining rapid amounts of weight, but I'm so proud of you for beating this disorder. And, you know, part of it is I was living a secret life. So how is anyone really to know?
So I understand at the very bottom of the bottom,
yeah,
you had an experience or encounter with Jesus Christ. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's the bottom of the bottom. You know, you're gaining weight, you're losing your fame, you're not keeping up with your followers. But when I cried out to God, I had no idea that He was going to come and He was going to answer me. I actually found this video online on, and it was by this preacher, Isaiah Saldivar.
Yeah.
I was just captivated. I was captivated because in my world and in my profession, yeah, me too, I was trying to attain this life that I thought was just so awesome.
Wow.
I was trying to be this fitness model. I was trying to be everything that the world said was successful, all of that. And so when I saw this guy, you know, here I am in my low, and he just looked like he was lit on fire with life. And I'm like, whatever he has, and it's outside of this life, this world that I'm living in, I want it. I want what he has.
Mm.
So I ended up finding out his church was down the road from my house.
Oh, wow. What a coincidence.
Yeah. I ended up going to that church and I thought I knew God. I didn't know anything about having a relationship with God. None of that. So honestly, when I walked into that church thinking I knew what I was doing, but also I was really excited because I thought, okay, Christians can't judge me. You know, I'm going to be very transparent here. I thought Christians were ugly. I thought they didn't wear makeup. I thought they smelled funny. I thought I was going to be in a safe place because
yeah.
I felt like trash on.
Yeah, I
get was
it.
50 pounds overweight. I was embarrassed about who I was. I was embarrassed about what I was doing
mm-hmm.
and about recovery. All of it was a very ugly season.
Yeah.
And so when I went into this church building, I'm like, great, they're going to be nice to me. They're going to be ugly. And I walked in and these people, young adults, really around 20 to 30, they were just shouting and cheering. They were beautiful. They were full of life.
Oh.
These women were the most beautiful women that I've ever seen. And I'm like, wait a second. I have searched high and low in the world for whatever the heck is in this building.
Oh my gosh. So you actually found it in the church. You found it in the body of Christ. The thing you kind of ran away from.
I didn't know what I was looking for. I just knew that whatever life they're shouting for, I desperately want.
Wow.
And what I'm doing isn't getting me what they have.
And then so you ended up accepting Christ as your savior, is that right?
I did. The pastor at that church, you know, he would say, come to the altar, lay it all down, lay it all down at the altar. I'd never heard those words before. And, you know, this pastor, he preached that you could be born again, that you could be given new life. On, I know the life that I was living. I know what I had done.
Yeah.
And I was in a place of absolute shame. And I'm like, if there is another life outside of this, I want it. And I would go to the altar and I would cry and I would weep.
Yeah.
And I know now that was the Spirit of God. Because prior to going here, I never cried.
Wow.
I never cried. Wow. I didn't cry.
Yeah.
Crying is
for a week.
Yeah, for the week, right? You're tough. You don't cry. And at this altar, I would just weep uncontrollably.
Mm.
And so much healing was happening in that. And just responding to that desire of like, God, I want you. I want everything that you have for me, everything I was doing, this whole life that I built, it's all empty.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was easy. It was easy for me to say, God, I want to die and I want to be born again because of you. I want this life that you have for me.
That's awesome. Now, as you became a Christian, you started walking things out.
Yeah.
How did you feel about yourself regarding your looks as a Christian? Like,
because
you know, your looks defined you before. Did that change?
Mm-hmm.
How are you defined now?
Yeah, it did. And, you know, I have a lot of men of God to thank for that because I finally walked into a building where men would look at my face. Yeah, they would call me sister. And it was just very alienish to me. I'm like, wait, what? And, you know, they would look at me in the eyes. And so a lot of that was just discipleship through faith-based community of just like, wow, I'm more than just a piece of meat.
Wow, that's so cool.
I'm more than what I look like. Yeah, it was really cool. And, you know, I would have women praying for me. They would pray things like, I pray that you would have eyes to see you the way that God sees you.
Wow. Now, how did coming to know Christ resolve the self-hatred?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you're feeling love from people,
mm-hmm.
but what about the need to be perfect in order to succeed? What happened to all of that?
Yeah. You know, my pastor, he's a great preacher, and he was very clear on, we're not good enough.
Mm.
Nothing we could ever do is good enough. And not that like, oh, you're just trash, but God is perfect, and that it's okay that you're not good enough. That gave me so much peace.
Wow.
Like, wait, what? I don't have to be good enough. I don't have to be perfect. Because even on my most perfect efforts of being perfect, it felt completely empty.
Yeah.
And so when I learned of Jesus, who is the perfect one, who loves me perfectly, that shattered this false reality that I'm perfect.
Oh,
and so, you know, yeah, hearing this was like, it was everything to me. That's really how a lot of the self-hatred was healed, where it was like, God doesn't feel that way about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to feel that way about me.
Oh, right there. I bet somebody was ministered to. That's so powerful. Marcella, thanks so much for being on the show with us. Truly, you helped us shine so much light. You know, it wasn't just about bulimia. This was about self-hatred. This was about accepting, you know, yourself and how God made you. This is about that Christ brought true healing and gave you a new life. Marcella, thanks so much for being so transparent and being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, I have something to share with you right after the short break. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have a friend or family member struggling with their faith or life in general? You can share these powerful stories today. Just look us up at The Real Life Radio Show with Anhle. That's spelled A-N-H-L-E. We are on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, and more. We are also on YouTube at The Real Life Radio Show. You can hear these testimonies and watch our new content. Help us spread the word. Thank you for being a faithful listener.
Real Life Radio is a ministry of Awakening the Nations, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that depends on your donations. If you would like to find out more about us or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com. That's www.therealliferadioshow.com. Please help us to expand the reach of these shows. We couldn't do it without you. More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? I think Marcella really helped us to understand that for her bulimia, it was a means to vain success. Just like how a man might take steroids in order to give a false boost of strength, but unfortunately, there's a trade-off. For Marcella, it was really low metabolism, a destroyed body, and a nearly destroyed soul. So what is then true success, do you think? She had all the success and status in the eyes of the world, but as you heard yourself, this was leading to emptiness. No one was there, she felt. No one really truly cared about her. It was all surface. It wasn't real. This should be a warning to every person who's doing something to cheat the system in order to attain something that really doesn't belong to them. If that's you, you know what I mean. But beloved, there's something very real. There's such thing as real success, real acceptance, real status, but it isn't on this earth. It's written in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will be of the Spirit reap everlasting life. You see, beloved, if you do things to cheat the system on this earth and you sow to your flesh, which means to live a life based upon your earthly body, like Marcella used to live, then you will reap corruption and death. All that status that is achieved will one day be forgotten. Think about that. Lord Jesus, we come to you to realize that we need to live for something beyond. We need to sow to the Spirit. We need to sow into you. Lord Jesus, we take a moment to repent of our sins, of trying to live for our lives here on this earth. And help us, Lord, to come to the same revelation Marcella did. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you're blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
You can shop online at www.therealliferadioshow.com and click on our merch page. Shop clothes, mugs, backpacks, and more. See you next time.